Time now to talk a little bit of footy and talk a little bit about what Manly are up to. And on the line is their assistant coach, John Cartwright. Good morning, Carty.
Morning, boys.
Been a tough year, mate. But, you know, what's the positives to come out of the year so far, Carty?
Mate, it's been more frustrating than anything. You know, sort of going over our results last night, just watching the footy. And it's been one of those years where we've been able to, we know ourselves we can push any side in the competition, but, you know, to be up near the best, you've got to be consistent. So, you know, we can't be going out to Homebush and losing to sides like Parramatta and the Dogs and you know, going out to Penrith and getting a win and going down to Melbourne and getting a win and going up to Brisbane and getting a win. You know, I think that's the frustrating thing, mate, knowing as a coach that you have the group there that can compete with anyone, but it's that question, you know, you've just got to get consistency within the group.
And that's the thing, John. If you have a look at the list that the Seagulls have, like you've got in Tom Trbojevic, Daly Cherry-Evans, Marty Taupou and Jake Trbojevic, four of the best players in the competition, and they've been there pretty much all year. So I guess that adds further to the frustration.
It does, mate. You know, we've certainly got no excuses, you know, with what we can put on the field each week. You know, I think the biggest difference we've had this year to last year, you know, we weren't that far away from a top four finish last year. I think we come around six.
Mm.
And I think it might have been for and against or a point here or there that we missed out is that, you know, we're sitting on five wins, but I know, you know, off the top of my head, I know four or five games that we've lost by a point. We've lost in Golden Point. You know, we won those games last year. You know, if we're sitting here on nine wins now, you know, it's all ifs and buts, but you got to sit down and sort of rationalise your year. You know, if we win those four games or even win three of the five games, we're in a position to make the semi-finals. And I really believe that if we could have snuck into the semis, there'd be sides sort of looking over the shoulders at us.
Yeah, it must have been frustrating last weekend playing against the Melbourne Storm. It looked as though you had that game and then the penalty at the back end of the game. And like Melbourne always do, they just find a way to win and you guys haven't been able to do that this year.
No, 100%, mate. It probably did sort of describe our year to a T. You know, I thought, whilst Melbourne were down a few players, I thought physically, you know, what we did, we won every stat in the game bar the one that matters, you know. And I think, I suppose it does highlight the importance of Cameron Smith. You know, I thought we did a really good job on Cameron last week. But, you know, when you go back and watch the game, he's just so, just knows when to choose the moment of what to do and what not to do. And I thought his composure kept him in that game, put pressure on us at the right part of the game. And, you know, whilst we weren't happy with the penalty, if you spend enough time down in the opposition's end, and, you know, he was responsible for that, you're going to get a penalty at some point.
Mm. What was your thought watching the State of Origin a bit over a week ago when you saw how well Daly Cherry-Evans played?
Mate, so happy for him. He's, you know, I've been here for 3 years now and I really can't understand what I sometimes have to read about him. He's such a committed, good fella. His commitment to the team can't be questioned. It's as good as anyone I've ever seen. His work ethic is as good as anyone I've ever seen. He works tremendous with you know, members of the public. Another one of those things, you know, if you followed him around 24 hours a day, you would see the good things that he does that, you know, nobody sees or wants to see.
Yeah.
Hopefully, mate, you know, with that bit of the monkey off the back there at performing in that level, that, people might start to see a different side of him.
Carty, the rest of the year for Manly, you know, you're out of, you know, the running for semi-finals. Is it about just trying to win games or is it trying to new combinations? Is it about giving young people an opportunity? What's the sort of mentality that you'll have for the rest of the year?
I think all those things, mate. I think we've been able to blood young Manasseh. You know, we've been trying to do that for the last month. And if we could have, it may have been a different story. I thought his game last week for a kid playing his second game of first grade at hooker, he got 75 minutes out and we basically had to take him off at the end because he was still getting there and his effort was still there, but he was absolutely out on his feet. You know, it sort of showed me that you know, he's not only a very smart player, he's one of those guys that, you know, he'll go that extra. He's never, you know, he's as I said, it was his second game of first grade and he So to be able to give him a bit of game time, mate, towards the back end of the year, you know, whatever you've got Jake and Tom out on the field, you know you're never going to lack any effort or intent. So sometimes, mate, when you get to this part of the year and the semis are pretty much out of your reach, you know, those key moments in games where you've got to, you know, you've got to go a bit harder. I know these guys are going to go a bit harder on the back of, you know, the boys you mentioned earlier in the interview.
Mm. Press speculation around Bryce Cartwright, him leaving the Titans, going to the Seagulls. Obviously, there's a connection through family with you there. That's been knocked on the head by the Titans is the last I saw on that. Have you made contact with Bryce? Is he a player that you think would do well within the system there at Manly?
I've spoken to him, but not about a move. Mate, I think, as everyone knows, our cap situation's not a whole lot different to the Dogs, to be honest with you. We have that fine this year and next year, which is it's a pretty big deterrent for a club when you don't have a lot of third party money. So that's really affecting, you know, how we can recruit. I speak to Bryce more about how he's going. You know, whilst he's not playing well, and you know, I can certainly vouch for that. You know, I watch him every week, and he's nowhere near his best form. He's working hard on his game. He's working hard on getting things right, and you don't lose your ability, mate. I think there's certain things in his life that he's got to get sorted, and I think he's working on that, and maybe a full off season, another year under his belt, and we can hopefully see the best in him up there.
Yeah. You've been a head coach, Carty, and you know how difficult it can be. Baz has had a difficult year this year with a lot of things happening that's been out of his control. How's he handling it all?
Mate, yeah, that's one thing with Baz, because he is such a, you know, a positive person, you take your losses hard, but, you know, when he's dealing with the players, he's always very level and very calm, and they know what to expect from him. But, you know, in those down times as a coach that you have, and not many people see you, you know, you do struggle with it, you know, especially when a lot of the stuff is out of his control. But what we can do now, mate, is and we've spoken about it, is, you know, the back end of this year has got to lead us into, you know, where we can, you know, how we can start next year. We've got a pretty stable roster. We're not going to lose many. I don't think we'll be able to add too many, but, you know, given what we have, mate, well, I'm confident that we can compete with anyone. But it's that old consistency. We've got to find that.
Hey, your timing's really good. This is a big clash on Sunday at Lotto Land. Always a good clash between the Seagulls and the Roosters. But for the Roosters, they welcome back Tedesco, Mitchell, Kronk, Cordner, Radley and Orbison. There's no doubt about the timing, Carty.
No, not a bad five or six players to bring in, especially seeing that they won last week as well. So their depth must be going okay. On top of those guys, you know, I've been really, really, really impressed with that Victor Radley. I think at a part of the season when they were, you know, they were probably winning games, but they weren't on the back of class. They weren't sort of playing all that well. I think he's come in and as a young kid has led the way, and as a kid that can play middle, edge and hooker, you know, they've certainly got a good one there.
Yeah, although, Carty, I remember back early in the season when you played the Roosters at Allianz. I thought you were the better team that day, unlucky to lose. So that should give your boys plenty of confidence going into this game.
Yeah, the club have a really good record against the Roosters. And I know, you know, in my time here, we've been on our heels at some points and we've played the Roosters and it's played us back into form. Now, no one could ever explain why that happens, but you can tend to have bogey teams, and the Roosters have been one team that Manly always seem to enjoy playing. You know, we're back at Brookie. It's a Sunday arvo, and you know, we have a good strike rate when we play at that time. Should be a good crowd, good day, and I'm sure it's going to be a great game.
Yeah, except the 2013 grand final, right?
Yeah, well,
you were there, then, Carty.
Yeah, if I had been a Manly man, I wouldn't have been real happy at the end of that game.
I understand what you're saying, John. I understand what you're saying. Hey, big clash down there on Sunday. As you say, great day, good time slot for it, and a good venue too down there at Lotto Land. All the best for the game, mate.
Appreciate it, boys.